Two things to mention today, especially when you see that the idea that the disciples stole the body has always been circulating, and even among theologians, they took the body and claimed that he rose from the dead. The only thing that makes a hole in that story is that the disciples then were willing to die for Christ. Something happened on that day that made these disciples who were fearful and in a crowd, you know, in running away, denying him and everything, to now being able to preach and to give their life, and they end up doing that. And most people would say that would never happen for someone who knew that all of this was a lie. And I thought you wouldn't do all of that knowing that, well, actually, we took his body, we're claiming the resurrection, and I'm willing to die for that. And that's really where the crux of the witness of the message is so important, is that those who experience this not change their life forever, but were willing to even give it up for this event. And that becomes something that begins to help us ponder. But what I really want to talk about, that was just an aside, now I'll tell you what I really want to talk about. What I really want to talk about is that another thing theologians or scripture studies do is how important it is that Jesus instructs him to go back to Galilee. If you've ever seen the movie Sixth Sense, the idea was that's where the famous line comes, you know, I see dead people. And then you watch this whole movie, and then you realize in the end, for those who haven't seen it, I'm going to do a little spoiler alert so you can block your ears, is that the guy who's the star, he's dead. And we don't know that through the whole movie. And then at the end of the movie, they go back to the beginning, and you see all of the things that you didn't pick up at first. And now that makes sense. Oh, now I see how he did that. But you didn't notice it. It kind of went over your head, so to speak, during the movie. And so when we hear at the end the gospel, Jesus sends them back to Galilee. In other words, back to the beginning is what we're taught. And to read now the story in light of the death and resurrection of Jesus, and then go even further back, all the way to Genesis, and read the Old Testament in light of the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And then all these lights go on. It's kind of like, you know, a murder mystery, when you don't get any of the clues. And then at the end, you know, the detective says, see, do you remember this and this and this and this? And as you start from the beginning of the story and you walk to the end and you put that all together, and you're like, ah, now I understand. So that's the instructions of go back to Galilee. Go back to the beginning. Now reread this story, or relive this story, in light of the end, and it will all start to make sense.